wasn't particularly cute and I wasn't blonde, so I was never going to get an angel. Aww. So I ended up being a big fat frumpy Christmas tree.
Oh, Melissa.
Who made your costume, Melissa?
Well, I was a 70s kid, so it will have been just a green pillowcase and tights, yeah. I would imagine.
Some baubles stuck to it.
Yeah. At least you didn't have to wear a tea towel on my head.
Did you have a line or were you a silent Christmas tree?
No, do you know, they wouldn't let me speak. I got an A in drama, so perhaps they should have given me a little bit more faith. Yeah.
Well, maybe you worked that Christmas tree, Melissa. You were the most tree-like Christmas tree.
I think I will. It must have been fabulous.
Daughter's playing a star in the nativity, but she's desperate to be the donkey.
Oh.
So she could wear the donkey onesie.
Ah. Oh, dear.
It's a good job, Amy, that she hasn't heard you this morning say that, or you'd be in trouble.
I played Mary 2 years running. I was 5 years old and 6 years old. And I think it was probably either because of my name or because I could learn the lines.
Can you remember any of your lines?
Joseph, I'm having a baby. We must find somewhere to stay.
That was my claim to fame that year. I had been the mother of God and also the wife of Father Christmas.
I was Joseph's mother. I was very proud. My son Patrick was 6, and the children all came in, all dressed up in their little costumes, and my son and his Mary and baby Jesus just needed to stand at the altar while Mass was going on. And he was very adorable, but he got very bored very quickly.
Okay.
Removed his headscarf and started twirling it around, you know, really bored. And then he discovered he had Tic Tacs in his pocket of his trousers and was very, very excited and decided he was going to start shaking them. But not only that, he just kept mouthing the words, "Hey, Mom, I've got Tic Tacs."
Oh, bless him.
I was mortified, absolutely mortified.
When he was about 5, I think it was, he come home from school and they were doing the nativity play and he was the navigator. And he was adamant he was the navigator. Well, none of us could understand what a navigator had got to do with the nativity play. When he eventually went to see the play, he was the narrator.
Oh, bless him.